In a presentation titled The Danger of a Single Story, writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie says that as impressionable children, some of us absorbed and adopted one-dimensional impressions of certain classes of people after hearing single stories about them. I, like many white kids, learned that black people were violent, so we became afraid of them. People from Mexico or Poland who didn't speak English weren't very smart. Boys were this, girls were that. There were single stories about the divorced, the Irish, the Japanese, Native Americans, Protestants, and Jews. More recently, we've promulgated the single story about Muslims. They're terrorists. As a relatively intelligent, worldly wise grown-up, I'd like to think I'm beyond those simple-minded, one-dimensional impressions. Yet I know that, like a stubborn virus, racist, sexist, and classist residue remains embedded in me due to those dangerous single stories. Pope Francis teaches that a so-called culture of encounter fosters dialogue and friendship outside our usual circles among different cultures and ethnicities, and especially with the struggling and the marginalized. Encuentro isn't just a meeting, but a safe, peaceful, and inclusive communion. Presumably, it's one of the reasons you have chosen our diverse multicultural community. Here at Ascension in North Minneapolis, we are blessed with the ever-challenging yet ever-graced opportunity to build that beloved community where we practice the way we think things are done in the kingdom of heaven, offering an alternative to society's sickening spectacle of hostility and xenophobia and populism gone mad. That we live in an intentionally reconciling community means that we strive to be peaceable with those who unsettle us, not relying on our own puny resources, but accessing here Jesus' magnanimous 70x7 spirit. The servant who was forgiven by the king was asked to forgive his fellow servant of a debt of 1/600,000th of what he had been forgiven. We can do that. Let's pray for at least the desire to do that.